We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Here we go again. Welcome to Hangover Time. I am your host, Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. And we just watched the Miami Heat blow a 10-point halftime lead to the Washington Wizards, and they lose 103-100. And the last game, I went on a rant for like the first 2 minutes of the show, and I'm going to do the same fucking thing this time because this was a complete shit show. The first half, they scored 65 points. They ended up scoring 38 points in the second half. First half, you got to the basket over and over again, got to the free throw line. You played an inside-out game, right? Jimmy Butler, the rest of these guys attacking the basket, and it was working really fucking well. So what do they do in the second half? Drive and kick to fucking Kelly Olynyk every fucking play. You know, I know I'm not supposed to curse in the first 5 minutes. I apologize, the people, the good people at YouTube, but this is out of fucking control at this point. It's like they went into this game with a game plan that we are going to get to the rim against a shitty defensive team that allows a lot of pain points. They went into this at halftime, completely fucking forgot the game plan. So listen, this shit is on every fucking body. This is on the coaching staff. This is on the players. This is on Jimmy and Bam for not showing up until 3 minutes left in the fourth fucking quarter. Like, where were you? You're the best players on the team. Stop giving it to Kelly Olynyk. He can't even get a rebound. He's 7 feet tall and my arms are longer than his. God damn. Bring me out, Brass. Let's introduce. I got Roy on the show today. I'm fucking super excited. And these fuckers just pissed me off and now ruined my good time. It's Black History Month. I got Roy. And now I'm sitting here angry because a white guy named Kelly Olynyk. This is institutional fucking racism. And this is how it starts. Yes, built by Black History. You tore down Black History tonight, Kelly Olynyk. Fucking shooting bricks all fucking day long. Anyway, all right, I'm going to calm down. Like I said, welcome everybody to Hangover Time. All right, I'm chill now. So let's introduce, I'm going to end with our super special guest. Super excited to have him here. Let's start with my right hand, Tiffany Meeks. Tiffany, yeah. What are you drinking tonight?
Little Tito's and orange juice.
Okay, screwdriver, might as well. Let's go. Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I got the Roy is here. He's a Scotch guy. And the best one that I have on hand right now is the Lagavulin 11. It's the
that's good. Edition. It's a good. That's one. Good. That's good. That's good.
Got you got the sign off from Roy. Good job. Moose, we had a very joyous halftime show. And I guess that we, you know what? Let's
I'm
just
give the people what they want, but I want you to know this one hurts me. Drip drop. Oh God, that hurts.
I don't even know if we should drink to that.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not drinking.
Well, I'm doing the monkey shoulder tonight, as always.
I drink because I was thirsty.
Frankie, what are you drinking tonight?
I drink because I watched this game.
I'm drinking some red wine, Cabernet Sauvignon.
In a solo cup?
I got no glasses, man. I moved.
You're a fucking, you're a savage, bro, and I love it.
Classy.
And our special guest from the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts, the producer extraordinaire, Roy Bellamy. Roy, thank you for coming through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, we picked a hell of a game for you to have to sit here and watch.
That's all right. I didn't really get to watch most of it, you know.
Oh, you lucky bastard.
3-year-old running around the house, you know, so didn't get to watch most of it because I was watching 3-year-old. So
listen, she probably has more athletic coordination than Kelly Olynyk.
I think she does, actually.
She probably can get a rebound. I don't know if you're drinking tonight because you got a show in the morning.
No, I drank already. I drank the rest of my vodka that was in the back of the freezer that I happened to find that was lost in there. So a little sip was left, so I drank it out of the bottle.
There you go. This game doesn't deserve any nice scotch. Good job by you, Brass, but it really didn't. So I'm assuming at least you watched the fourth quarter, or at least some of it, Roy.
I was on my phone the entire time after Claire went to sleep. So no, I wasn't paying attention. I just knew that they were losing. And so there was no point in me actually looking at the TV at that point.
How much of this team have you watched this season?
I have to say probably not much. I haven't really paid attention at all to the Heat this season, which is too bad.
I don't think I don't think Roy's in the minority.
No.
I think there's a lot of people who are just checked out on this season because this is bad fucking basketball.
It is.
It is. Like
this is terrible.
What at this point, you know what? I got into all these. I sat here and I defended this team. I got in a bunch of arguments with Sedano, and you know he's a savage. He's very mean. He hurts my fucking feelings. Like, I can take a lot, but like Sedano was just like, he's very harsh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need counseling after. After a Sedano roast session, I need counseling. And I'm sitting here and I'm defending this team. I'm like, but wait till they get their guys back. They got everybody except for Myers Leonard, which listen. So you're watching.
Oh man!
Do you even recognize this fucking team right now?
Oh my god!
Oh man!
Come on, Brad.
I'm not going there with that.
He wasn't standing for his surgery, so.
Oh! Boom! Boom! We really need a rim shot. I mean, if for Myers Leonard to steal $10 million during Black History Month is really disrespectful. I mean,
of all the years,
he could have got hurt in January or March. Some bitch, you know, checks out during Black History Month. Should have known. Bro, it's okay. You're not an ESPN anymore. This is okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's very true.
No one could clip this and get you fired.
No. Can't get fired twice, I guess.
I beg to differ, but that's another story for another time. Moose, we were so happy at halftime.
Man, it feels like just completely. That was the first thing we said to each other. We were like, man, we feel so deflated right now. We were so happy at halftime. Talking about 17 points for my guy, Drip Drop. The team was, you know, playing well. We had mentioned that we wanted to see Bam be a little bit more aggressive. I feel like we didn't get that till the final couple minutes of the fourth quarter. But I just don't understand. Like, that offense just fell to shit. And we're used to the third quarter. But, I mean, what the hell happened? Like, this is the type of game that I'm going to be thinking about the entire season, because these are the ones where you really start to feel like, okay, this is what our team is. You know, this isn't a random loss. These are starting to pile up and it's starting to be very concerning.
So
concerning that Alpha's like, I'm
right.
Out.
Alf left,
and I don't blame him. I don't want to be here.
He'll be so, back in a second.
So now you're kind of seeing where I've been coming from the last couple of weeks, Moose.
You hear that, Moose?
Oh yeah, no, I hear you.
Loud and clear.
I just want to make sure because the last couple of weeks I've been telling y'all nothing has changed about this novel. Nothing has changed. Sometimes when you play sports, you play above your head, and sometimes you play below. It just depends on where you are. And guess what? This is who they are. This is it. So I don't want to talk about I don't want to talk about trading for assets. No, you need to trade for players.
I mean, Frankie, right now there's some guys on this team that Heat fans will come at your neck if you even suggest trading them for a guy like Victor Oladipo, or you know maybe moving an asset for a guy like Lonzo Ball that could help you organize your offense, you know, in the fourth quarter when you're basically running out there, and I mean it's you know, complete shit show, and Kelly Olynyk is jacking up one-footed threes like he's Dirk Nowitzki. Are we at the point now?
Get that off my screen.
Is it time that we talk trade? Like, is it still early?
We got 3 days. Why not talk trade? 3 days.
Yeah. Well, the deadline is March 25th, and if the Heat want to be in the playoff race by then, they should probably make something to wake the team the hell up. I just looked at the box score right now, and one of the most concerning stats that I've seen
is that Max Strus only played 3 minutes.
That definitely. But the team took 22 free throws, 17 by Jimmy and Precious.
That's not a good look.
That's not great. You have Tyler and Bam took 15 shots each. They took two free throws between them. You're not going to win with that. You're not getting easy buckets. This is the worst defense in the league. You're not attacking them. You go away from attacking them over and over again. And the long stretches in the third and fourth quarter where you don't even crack 20 points each quarter. How are you going to compete like that if you can't attack the worst defense in the league?
Because they're not the worst defense. We are.
Yeah, there's nothing like playing. There's nothing like playing down to your opponent, except your opponent is the worst team in the league. So that says a lot about you.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think a lot of teams are playing down to the Heat right now.
The Wizards defense, Brooklyn's defense, they're predictably bad, their defenses. But like this, coming off of a finals run, and Heat teams defend better than, like, this is just unacceptable. It's unacceptable basketball. So Roy, I don't care who's hot. Like, got to get some fucking defenders, man.
But then they put in the defenders like Iggy and Bradley, who just, I mean, Bradley.
Bradley is broken.
Bradley's probably going to be out for a little while now.
No, but even before he got hurt, I mean, that Israeli guy put him in a turnstile.
Yeah, he did.
What the fuck was that?
That's his name on the scouting report, the Israeli guy.
Yeah. I haven't seen no shit like that since the Washington Generals. Like, that was some other shit.
Black History Month, too.
Yeah, and during Black History Month, mind you. Roy, I want your take on this. 2,000 fans going to that arena, risk COVID to watch that. Like,
I don't want to say the thought that just popped into my head. And you know what I'll say? They deserve to die. That was my
somebody on Twitch clip that. Holy shit.
Yeah, you right. You risk your life for this? Yo, that's on you. They ain't gonna pour out nothing for you.
You can't drink when you're there.
Right.
Seriously. So what's the point?
It's like doubly. Yeah, that's the point.
You can't eat. So you just sad.
You just gotta sit there and watch it.
Eat it. Eat it.
Just eat it.
The only thing you could do, you can't even go to Bubblegum Shrimp across the street.
You can't do shit.
Yeah, go straight home.
That's a sad car ride home.
And
right?
you paid to be sad.
You paid to be like you paid to be yeah. sad. Yeah. You didn't have fun. You couldn't drink.
You got you COVID.
Paid you paid for that misery.
Missed by those dogs outside.
Yeah. The dog almost sat down when you walked past him, and then you got a little shook. You know what I mean?
Like you had all that anxiety all over you on your way home. Like,
you know for a fact that's not what those dogs are out there for.
Those dogs tell them, Roy. Tell them. They know what's happening in the Comcast lounge at halftime.
Mm-hmm. Those dogs are looking for pipe bombs or some shit. as angry as fan base,
go to DC for that. Go to DC for that.
Well, no, as angry as this fan base is, you got to be looking for Proud Boys entering the arena.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We got a few of them in Hialeah. So, not to diss Hialeah. What's going on, Hialeah? okay, so we do have a game we want to play with Roy.
I see you.
because listen, I'm not talking about the fuck. I will talk about the game a little bit more, but there's a game we want to play with Roy because Roy, what is your favorite comeback on Twitter when people go at your neck?
That would be a yo mama joke. Oh wow, Dan is in freaking blue. Oh my goodness, vice colors over here.
Okay. The production value on this show is out of control. I just want you to know that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good job. Prepare for this.
So I'm going to start off with three yo mama jokes, and I need you to rank them 1 to 10 in honor of the Roy's top 10. Okay? And then we want the chat to send in their best yo mama jokes, and then we'll probably take like the top 5, and we want your ranking from 1 to 10.
Okay.
All right. Brash, you got the first one ready? All right. So your mama's so stupid, she put lipstick on her forehead to make up her mind.
Okay.
Ranking 1 to 10.
Okay. One to 10?
One to 10.
Okay.
Lipstick on her forehead to make up her mind.
All right. I'm going to have to go with a 7 on that one. 7.
Okay. So it's decent.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
That's a good start.
Well, good start. It's a good start.
Next one. Your mama's so ugly, when she was little, she had a trick-or-treat by phone.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That was a good one.
Yeah, 7 as well. Definitely a 7.
That's a 7. Okay. We got okay, so one more. Your mama's so stupid, she went to the dentist to get a Bluetooth.
That's a 10. I'm
going to go. Yeah, I like that. That's
good. You know why I like that one? Because it's current.
It is current. Yeah. Very topical. Very topical.
We've been listening to Sammy Mama jokes for like the last 40 years. So like that one, you know, quarterback as a refund, all that shit. Like this one was current. Here's one. I don't know about this one, Roy. I messed that one.
Alfred is now your mama joke.
That's it. Schmeath and Schmolnick, which always pains me to say that name. Your mama's so stupid, she bought a Kelly Olynyk jersey.
I'm going to get that one at 8. It's definitely 8. Look at him cradle that basketball.
That's the only rebound.
That's the only way he can do it.
Yeah. That's carrying. That's his only rebound all night.
Just carrying.
Okay, so you guys keep sending your mama jokes, and Roy is going to rank them. Now. I don't want to just keep this all on Kelly Olynyk.
I mean, you can, but...
We can. Like, it's funny. You know what I mean? But, Tiff, Bam and Jimmy, like I said, didn't show up till the last 3 minutes of that fourth quarter. They have to be more aggressive early, especially when they see their team is just struggling.
That's just... I don't know. There's literally like, how many times are we going to say this? Like, we say this every show. Be more aggressive. You got a 5-footer on you. Put him in the post. Like, we say this every time and nothing changes. So, I don't know what to tell you.
Moose, you had Bradley Beal score. They took the lead with Bam and Jimmy on the floor and Bradley Beal on the bench.
Yeah, we talked about it before this before this show started. I think the biggest difference with this team, they came in thinking like, okay, we're going to be back at it because we're the same team. And you know what? It's a lot of the same players, but they're not the same players this year. They're not playing the same way. Jimmy Butler, you know, I'm going to give him a little bit of credit because he's been dealing with the whole COVID situation. He came back hot, but tonight was just not his night. Bam Adebayo, we talked about it at halftime. He needs to continue to play aggressive. We saw a little bit of it when Jimmy Butler was out, but now that Jimmy's back in, he's going slipping back into that secondary role. No, we don't need that. We need him to play like the number one option, and we need to get this offense going. We can't have these long stretches. We cannot continue to try and play coming from behind. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Tonight, Udonis Haslem is going to earn his money because tonight is a players-only meeting that he's got to rip into everyone and get this shit going.
And keep in mind that Russell Westbrook did not play tonight.
Right,
Well, on the tail end of a
right.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So that's worse.
Well, actually, they're worse when Russell Westbrook plays. Yeah. So that was actually
oh, well, he should have played.
Right.
That was actually detrimental. So, Roy, I got one for you. Your mama's so fat, she goes to the blood bus to donate gravy.
That's a nine right there. I mean, that's old school. That right there, that is old school. That's like
I'm used to color. You know, your mama's so fat when you cut her and she bleeds gravy. That was a twist on it.
That's in Living Color style, Dirty Dozen type situation right there.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
I just want to say, go ahead.
No, I want to tell Moose, I'm sick and tired of the fucking UDs going to get them.
I was just going to say the same thing. About to say the same thing. And no sassy talk is going to like fix this.
Yeah. What? Like enough with enough of oh man, UD.
We don't need any of that sass. We don't need any of that sass.
Go ahead. That's the one reason we have him, right? That's the one reason.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're banging talk.
If he hasn't done it by now, we're 21 games in. I mean,
if he didn't do it after Monday,
it's done.
I was talking to Moose afterwards. Like every loss now is like, man, that was the worst loss yet. And like every loss is like that now. Everyone gets worse.
Wait till Friday. See what happens.
I mean, like Brass was saying, every loss is getting worse. Like when the Heat took off last year, first of all, they had a great start to the season. We're past that point. This whole idea is that it's early. You're how many games? You're 21 games in at this point. And a 72 game season, you know, this is not early anymore. Then when they hit a lull last year, they made that trade for Jay, Iggy, and Solomon, and you saw them take off a little bit. So that's why, from my point of view, it's time to shake up this roster. I'm done with the UD coaching in the locker room. I'm done with hopefully Myers. Maybe, you know, I think they're hoping Myers is going to come in on a wheelchair and do a fucking Brian song fucking speech in the locker room. Like, shit ain't happening.
He's not Walt Bellamy or anybody like that.
That's some Willis Reed shit.
Oh, Willis, just limp in. Willis Reed. That's
just name, limp
right?
in.
Yeah, right?
Not Willis Reed.
Limping with a bad shoulder.
Paul Pierce is way back into this thing.
That's shitty. Don't say that.
Literally. We need a rim shot, Brass. We do.
We do. We totally do.
We fucked it. We're fucking up here.
No, but it blows my mind because we talked about this. You heard this the whole offseason, literally since they got to the finals. It's a fluke. It's a fluke. The Heat are there, so it's clearly a fluke. This bubble season doesn't count. Asterisk. Da da da. This is your chance to prove everybody wrong, and you're proving everybody right. You have Jimmy Butler, who's always talking about he's got a chip on his shoulder since he was a JUCO guy and all this stuff. And this is the biggest way to prove yourself that you're not a fluke, that you're a superstar, and you're taking 11 shots. You take as many shots as Goran Dragic does off the bench. You lose to Ish Smith. Oh. Like, come on! You were just battling with LeBron James. And some of the best games we've ever seen in the finals. And now you can't beat Ish Smith and Denny, whatever his last name is. Like, this is ridiculous. You barely crack 100 points against Rui Hachimura.
That was my next name. That was the next name I was going to go with right there.
I was trying. I literally scrolled up on the box score. I forgot all their players.
You tried all the hard names.
Right.
I did. I couldn't get Garrison Matthews.
No one.
We finally contained. We finally contained.
Ish Smith went 0 for 8 and you lost. Like, Ish.
Yeah. That's Garrison Matthews.
That's Davy Crockett.
Yes, that is.
No, that's the Heat's nightmare.
He went from storming the Alamo to storming the Capitol. Wait, no, he defended the Alamo. I got my history.
He stormed the AAA tonight.
He did it. He didn't even hurt you that bad. Like, I'm looking at the Wizards box score, and like, I don't understand where it came with Bradley Beal only scoring, you know, for the most part absent while they were making their run to take the lead. Like, the next highest scorer is the Denny Evgen guy with 13 points.
Because we didn't score.
Yeah, but Beal had 5 turnovers. He didn't have a good game. He had a solid game. But when our guys don't come to play, you can't match any of their effort.
You do wonder what Bradley Beal would look like when he actually gives a shit, though.
Right. Imagine.
I mean, no, seriously, because good. The way I look at it, the Heat scored 132 points tonight. Though that's including Bradley Beal.
Wow.
All the Heat players. So
you got to subtract 20 from Tyler.
Well, that's true.
Was it even that much? I don't know. I'll drop him so fast to get Bradley.
Moose rose at the perfect time.
I'm gonna leave him up. Oh, okay.
Oh.
He was a leading scorer with 20, and he scored 3 points in the second half.
No assist.
Yeah, what the hell, Spo? Feed the hot hand. Shit, he's got cereal to sell. Fuck.
Well, and that was a shit shot from the drip drop at the end there too.
Hey,
that was bad. Spo was one of the best coaches in the league, but at a certain point, you got to look at this and go, that was what you drew up. Like, it's not cutting it.
That wasn't that can't be a diagram play.
No, I feel like that was a broken play.
Well, we were watching it live. I kept rewinding. I was like, there's no way that's the play Spo was calling. Like, it's just – that's like a high school shit right there.
I mean, well, then it could have been. Players.
I mean, we do that broken player.
His last game, he called a timeout to run a Jimmy ISO, or didn't call a timeout so Jimmy could run an ISO. That's what he usually runs. He usually runs simple shit at the end of the game, so lack of a turnover a probability. They do like that little give and go on the inbounder. They've been running that stuff since Daquan Cook was on the team.
No, I agree. So but that last Jimmy, the last game, though, I mean, they were at least tied at that point. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
no, that makes sense. But I'm more upset about the Goron three when they're down one.
Oh my God!
Go to the basket. Go to the basket.
And that's Spo, man. Spo didn't call that challenge on Bam's fourth foul that ended up in 2 points and him getting into foul trouble. And he's saving these timeouts in his pocket because he doesn't want to challenge anything. Alpha's calling it on the timeline. And it just doesn't call any challenges. Goes home with all these timeouts. I don't know what he's saving them for. You're not going to reimburse these. But, goddamn, man. Like, you see,
he's saving timeouts like Bitcoin.
Somebody said they think
I'm strong hands.
Challenges at the end of the season must be a tiebreaker or something. who's used the least challenges? But it doesn't work like that. But, like, I am so tired of hearing Eric Spoelstra's livid on the sideline. You know you can do something about it, right, Eric? Like, get this stupid – like, the Heat, to me, are a victim of foolish pride. They went into this offseason. Everyone called them a fluke. They're like, we're not a fluke. We're keeping all these motherfuckers. Give Myers Leonard $10 million. And, you know, UD, you're not going anywhere. Yes, it's a season full of COVID and every roster spot counts. No, we're going to keep Chris Silva and Gabe Vincent and all these
no names.
All these people, you know, all these developmental guys. Like, we are the Miami Heat. I will not challenge a call.
They don't have a G League team to send them to, though.
Send them home. They got a house.
Send them somewhere. The Olympics are every sad motherfucker's playing for the Olympic team. Send them to the Olympic team. Gabe Vincent could start. You know what
Bring
I mean?
Bring Joe Johnson back. He's starting for the Olympic team.
I think Who? Joe Johnson is on the Olympic team.
Joe Johnson and Isaiah Thomas.
Joe Johnson, 84-year-old Joe Johnson.
Oh, wait. Joe Johnson.
Still shooting that 20-foot jumper, though. Silky.
Joe Johnson
hit that proposed today. I think Braz has a picture of it. Oh, wait, no, that's Roy.
That's Roy.
I'm doing yoga? When that happened.
Brad showed me that. I was like, that's the most random Photoshop ever. How am I going to work that into the show?
And I need to make sure. I'm like, you know that was a Joe Johnson thing, right? I want to make sure. I don't want him thinking like, what the fuck are you watching?
I think you got to show the original for context.
Boy, how are the Panthers doing?
They are 5-0-1.
No, it's funnier than this
one.
5-0-1.
You saw my hand?
Hockey town? Is that a hockey town, Roy?
Don't you dare leave, Tiffany.
Looking.
He's not playing anymore. He retired. What? He has number. Yeah, number retired last season.
What about Van Beesbrook?
I mean, that's a don't even play with me on that one, man. How's Van Beesbrook? Come on, man.
Is Sidney Crosby still on the team?
Still on whose team? Pittsburgh?
The one thing I know about hockey and you is that you hate Sidney Crosby.
You're trying to make me angry tonight. Oh, my God.
There's just a rational hate for Sidney Crosby. Why do you hate Sidney Crosby so much? Can you explain that?
Well, the National Hockey League, when he was drafted, just shoved Sidney Crosby down all of our collective throats. And then they tried to make this rivalry between him and Alex Ovechkin work. And then Sidney Crosby once had a fight with one of the Panthers who did not want to fight him, but he dropped his gloves and did anyway. And Sidney Crosby's stick work, you know, like he likes to slash people. He's a dirty player. He likes to come in and sucker punch people in scrums late. And it's just like he's a dirty player and I really don't like him. And he likes to spear people in the midsection. He once slashed an Ottawa Senator and like half of the tip of his pinky finger just split right off from slashing him.
Hockey is a violent sport.
God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So
right.
I
and were they out the rest of the season or?
Oh no.
He
went back to
sleep. He taped it up. He missed the play.
Yeah. It was good.
How long until he's playing Call of Duty?
Now.
Oh, he hasn't started yet?
He's on now.
He's taking viewers from us right now.
I feel like white people are really violent with that hockey talk, man. Who's the Sidney Crosby of the NBA? Is it Kyle Lowry?
The Sidney Crosby of the NBA?
Oof. Bruce Bowen.
Yeah, Bruce Bowen. Like, who's sneaky, dirty? Sneaky, dirty players.
Yeah, I think it's Kyle Lowry.
All right. Just based off of dirtiness, not based off of sheer talent.
No.
Also, that's a very important call out, Roy. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a bit of a difference there. Between, so you got to factor that into
what about Embiid?
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
Embiid is always calling out people.
That's because he clumsy.
What about CP3?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's probably
CP3 is a Hall of Famer, but he's also dirty as shit.
Yeah.
I love him.
That's a good call.
Yeah, me too.
Someone said Grayson Allen, and I feel like that's a white
thing. That's
Siobhan. That's white.
That's Siobhan.
Who's Rasha Lelab?
That's Siobhan. I still don't know whose account she's on.
Rasha Lelab.
I think that's her middle name.
Rachel LB.
No, that can't be it.
Her first name's Siobhan.
Oh, maybe it's backwards. I don't know.
not quite sure.
Rachel L, and then be her last name. I don't know.
Well, Rachel think, L. Leb.
Yeah, we should definitely keep talking about it. Whatever.
It's good. It's a good show.
Just I mean, what do you want to do?
Keep on time.
You want to talk?
Anyone
more
got more Yo Mama jokes? Come on, let's go. Keep it going.
Do you want me to throw out my Venmo?
No.
I should throw out my Venmo. I need some money.
Roy, you got that pirate show money. Number one show in the
because pirates got a shit ton of gold.
If you say so.
Number one podcast in the country, man.
Speaking of money, Alf, why don't you tell them about our Patreon?
Oh, yeah, we have a Patreon.
Hey, how about that? Oh,
hey, there it is.
That link is wrong, by the way.
Is it?
It is. It's Miami.
It's fucking Gianni, and he still doesn't change.
G, you're fucking with my money.
If you search on Patreon, if you search MIA Heat Beat, you'll find it. But you have to, if you're looking by the link, you have to type in / Miami Heat Beat.
And nobody's doing that. People are lazy. They just want to click.
Yep. I've already lost Patreons because they couldn't find the damn link.
Good job.
I told G about this yesterday, too.
Good job, Johnny.
He was watching anime.
Twisted Tapioca has been the first person to take advantage of that $50 tier. He hasn't actually done the $50 tier, but he's contributed like $400 so far. So he came on for the last 10 minutes on Monday. So you can if you do sign up for that whatever that tier for at the right Patreon address, you can come on either the Weird Al pregame show or the Hangover Time postgame show for the last 5-10 minutes, chop it up with us, get fucked up. Twisted Tapioca even did a really bad drip drop. Several people on the show were offended when Twisted Tapioca did the drip drop. I was too drunk to care. I was just like,
he had the drip drop spirit. That's all that mattered.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. You know, Siobhan and Joey, they all took offense. I was just like, you know, fuck it. Here, and G in the chat, I try my best. No, you don't, motherfucker. Using spell check would be trying your best.
He did spell try correctly, at least. So congratulations
on that. Congratulations.
He's as stubborn as the Heat, man. He just won't give in. And all his mistakes, he won't fucking add spell check to.
He keeps running back the same alphabet every year.
Yeah. He gave the 30-11 squad 4 years.
Roy, how do you fix the Heat?
I would guess you would get Bradley Beal, and then everything would be fine.
There we go.
How about that?
How about that? damn, man, it's getting harder and harder to talk about these games.
It is.
Have you noticed something, Alf? We haven't won since Moose changed his view.
Oh, man. Shit.
Hey, shout out real quick. My mom was Chris Cody. Yeah. She was like, you deserve that, by the way. Like, of all the views, all you had to do was fucking turn left. Right.
And now we
Roy, did you see his old view?
No, I did not.
Show me
what you see it, Roy? Look.
So that's his living room, right? Oh. But somehow his refrigerator is in his living room.
I thought that was an air compressor. Oh, no. And that's
Venetian blinds.
Wow.
That motherfucker tries to get milk and hits his couch.
I kind of like it, though. You don't really have to move much. Just stretch out the whole place.
Hey, Moose, it's all yours. It's all yours.
That's all that matters,
Moose,
man.
Moose, you stretch out, you touch both walls.
I love it. Yeah.
Boom. 35 degrees to the left. That's all you need to do.
That's all I needed to do.
You would have avoided
so
much.
You know that I'm borderline homeless. You know?
You would have avoided so much slander. But now we know you can open your front door and your refrigerator from your couch.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You can get Instacart and just, like, get it off.
Instacart? Chill. You think I'm rich? Fuck out of here. Jesus.
That's why we have a Patreon.
I walk for my groceries.
I don't think we should be making fun of people coming out of the hospital, but it's a funny fucking picture.
I don't know about that. I think you can continue to do so.
We got 9 million reasons to make fun of this.
Yeah, yes.
Well,
yes.
Roy wished death on motherfuckers earlier.
I did not. And you can't prove that I did.
Oh, he went to BET. All right, Brass.
I feel you. I see you there.
Brass goes digging in the crates.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you did wish death on Heat fans earlier.
You can't prove that.
It's going up on YouTube for life.
No context.
But Roy's first word were, oh no, wait.
Oh no. Shout out to Cortez. Cortez, everybody.
Ryan Cortez is in the chat.
Yeah.
That was him.
Oh shit. I'm not even paying attention. Oh, nah. There you go, Parakeet. Thank you guys for supporting the show.
Put some money in that Patreon. The right
put some
link.
Money in that listen, to right Roy. Listen to Roy and sign up for the Patreon.
A second bedroom.
You need a first bedroom.
Yeah, it's like a futon and shit. That works.
Tim, I was about to say, this motherfucker acting like that couch don't fold down.
It's got the lumps.
He's got the blanket right under the cushions.
Knows how comfortable that couch is. I'll tell you that.
Joey's got a garage. I got four walls. Miami Heat beat is making moves, man. We're on our way up. Can't go further down, I'll tell you that.
Moose got to move his coffee table to go to sleep.
I do.
And this is why you feel better after a Heat loss.
It really is. It's also the alcohol, most likely.
Definitely.
I was going to say, their offense is totally tearing down your defense, Moose. Like, you got nothing.
He's like Tyler Herro.
Man, after tonight, honestly, I just feel defeated with the season. Like, seriously, I said it before the show. If we lose tonight, I'm going to really, really start feeling like shit about this season because – you know, after a while, it's not just a couple of one-off losses. Now you're talking about this is who we are. And that's depressing.
Yeah. It's at the point right now that we got to stop making excuses. Mm-hmm. There are no more excuses to be made at this point. Wait till everybody comes back. All the motherfuckers are back. You play the worst team in the league.
Not enough rest. That was an excuse.
Oh, yeah. Short off season, but you motherfuckers been sitting out all season. Honestly, they just all got like they need to train the dogs to sit down next to at least 10 of them and just postpone like 10 games and just chill and just figure it the fuck out.
Or just let the dog sniff them. And if the dog sit down, Kelly Olynyk, you're not playing. The dogs will determine who plays.
But train the dog to sit down every time he sees a 7-foot guy with T-Rex arms.
If the dog sniff Olynyk, he might get arrested. You know.
He definitely smells like a Grateful Dead concert.
I mean, he's in a band.
I've seen him, the clothes he puts on after a game. Like, I'm like, yo, motherfuckers still wear corduroys?
And tie-dye.
A lot of, Roy, you've been there. And I'm like,
been like, there. Bro, the co-host of our show is a deadhead.
Yeah. He's like, get those dogs away from me. Stick a swab up my nose. I don't need this type of energy.
I'm allergic.
Roy, you guys have recently started doing some stuff on Twitch.
Yes.
Which we're grateful for, because the more people you guys bring to Twitch, you know, they might find us. We you know, we're primarily on Twitch. The Twitch audience has been amazing. How have you guys found Twitch so far?
I mean, you're assuming that a lot of people are coming to see us. So that's it. That's
one. More people coming to see y'all than see us.
Oh, well, you guys are in trouble because not a lot of people are coming to see us.
Twitch is right now.
You see Moose's apartment? Of course we're in trouble. Shit.
35 degrees to the left.
Yes. I got one fucking picture in this whole room.
I have a rock wall right here. So, I mean, it's not exactly as great as your wall right now. But yeah, the Twitch is right now are basically what we've done on Twitch so far is, I would say, we used to be syndicated on our radio show when we were at ESPN. So having Twitch to broadcast is like what we used to do. And a lot of people enjoyed our syndication on television. So I would hope that people would go to Twitch if they actually know how to use a computer or whatever online device that they have. So I think it's good. I think we got to work on it a little bit more, work on our presentation, and hopefully we can build off of it. And I think it's good. I think so far our presentation on Twitch is good for the most part right now.
But if you want to hire Brass for, you know, the kind of production that he showed tonight, I mean,
I won't turn it down. I mean, I maybe 9.4 million. I like whatever Myers got. Like,
I mean, Brass did this.
Glad to do some negotiating.
I mean, you did. That was all you, Alf. I mean, look at that.
Wow.
Damn.
I mean, I did that in the gym, but you know, Brass. You know,
that was a yoga. That was a yoga.
Yeah, that's
true. You're getting there. You're getting there. We see you working.
Look at that, Roy.
We see you working.
Well, I try.
Oh, Brass also did this. Oh, I lost it.
Oh, no.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, no.
We.
I still think there's
that's
something
been a Super
there.
Bowl.
We can get you a Scotch helmet.
That's that would be my Christmas wish. Actually, that Scotch helmet, that would be nice.
I should have put the other one up.
Oh, the in honor of
Black History
in honor
Month.
Of Black History Month.
Yes.
Oh God. That Jerry Rice on that instance set our people back maybe
way
35 to 45 years.
He erased way the back. Obama years.
He erased it. Yeah, it's like Barack Obama never happened.
Yeah,
that was
him and Mary dancing, him and Mary dancing and singing about chicken fucked us up.
He was like Barack Yo Mama.
My ancestors turned it over in the grave after that happened.
Oh man.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't click on that one.
Yeah, that's a Dark Knight right there, man.
That's Tiffany's name for Kendrick Nunn.
Ah!
Oh, man.
This is what I call Black History Month.